It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate your time. Today I'm joined by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, or as some of you may now know him, Sir Marky Mark. He's joining us today to chat a little bit about Disney earnings, a nice Disney earnings trade. We're pumped. Hopefully you are. If you have any questions for Mark as he works through his content, just go ahead and put it into the chat box. It's located right underneath the video box there, and I'll make sure to relay any questions that I see fit to Mark. Mark.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Glory. How are you?
Good, good. Paul, you know it is earnings season. I tell you what, nothing people love better to do in earnings season than try to make a quick pop on an earnings play. Get in something one day, get out the next, you hope.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I normally do about four of these a year. I've done two this quarter. I'm two for two. Unbelievable. So I'm looking at one more.
I love those.
And let me share my screen.
Yes, please. We appreciate
that. We'll
talk
a little bit about Disney. Because Disney, you should be seeing it now, aren't you, John?
Looks good.
I was looking at Disney. They report earnings after the bell today. You can see them in kind of hugging the bottom end of their Bollinger Band here. However, they are up pretty far. Pretty nice uptrend and then maintaining it along the way. You know what, the rest of the market, up forever. So, and if you look back at some of their previous earnings, they've had some, you know, decent price movement relative to their size. Quite an uptrend after that one, So, unless somebody can talk me out of it, I don't know. Let's look at a bullish play over here in Disney, because you know I'm not a student of Disney stock. I don't know what to think of it as far as, is this going to be good news or bad news quarter? They seem to keep doing it, you know, over and over, reviving their old movies, coming up with new ones, so they keep plugging on. You know, Walt Disney was from same state here as I live in, Missouri. How about that? I wonder how many people knew that. But anyway, it's trading at about 112, 1182 ask. So if we look at the 112 strike, we can see that the, oops, I wanted to get, there's a lot of open interest, but I wanted to look at the implied vol. Implied vol is 33.65, and even just a week later, 7 days later, that's this Friday, by the way, it's 33, because all the pent-up energy, because earnings are about to come out, and 10 points lower the next week, and I'm sure it's even lower if we went out even further. See how it keeps creeping down. So we have volatility is really ratcheted up as we head into these earnings, and we know this. Whatever happens with the earnings volatility will come out after that because the worry will be over. We'll know what it's done. And in this case, it's going to come out after the bell tonight. Tomorrow morning, you can trade it. And then Friday, it expires. So it doesn't have much life to it. So let's look at some of our options. And you can see about a $3 move expected market make. So if we go here at 112. So what are they trying to tell us? We might get up around 115, right? Well, let's look at our first old friend. We can try the butterfly. And we'll try 115. What if we just go? I don't know if I want to go that way. Let's see if we can do 115, 112, 118. Is that going to work? We got enough dollar strikes? We do. Hey, if we're right, we've spent, oh my goodness, 60. 8 cents, $68 for a 121. And if I'm right tomorrow, let's just look at tomorrow. We'll put it on tomorrow's date, by the way. Well, you'll probably be up over 50% if it's in here because volatility is going to drop. Remember, and we're short a little bit of volatility and going to be looking good there. Now, Sometimes, by the way, it could pop all the way up here. Just giving it a little bit, it might come back into here. I think that looks like a decent trade. What I've done this time around that has worked so far, because the earnings seem to be a little, the movements have been a little muted from what you might see. So what might be even better is if maybe we'll come inside the money. What if we do a 111, 114, 117. Now we're right at the edge of the tent. Trade costs us a little more, but we don't have to have much movement at all, and we're in there making a profit. And if we really wanted to be scared about it, we could do the 114, 110. Now you're getting a little wider here, right? So it's going to cost us $1.37. However, we could even take a little down move and a whole lot of up move and still have this trade work for us. So I think that's kind of a neat idea. Now I want to show you another trade for you folks that are just really super bulls. You really think this thing's going to go up. Don't do this one if you don't understand all the risk or you're not willing to take Disney stock. And that would be something like selling this put right here at 111. Well, you could do it as a vertical just to help yourself a little bit.
I like that, Mark. The Super Bowl.
You could sell it as a vertical just in case this thing goes totally nuts. You don't want to be stuck. Maybe a 5-point vertical. You take in a dollar for credit. And if you're right and Disney goes to the moon, fine. You make a dollar for or 104 bucks for every time you do this. Bless your commissions. Stays here, you're fine. Even goes down a little, you're fine. But if it comes down here and ends up Friday below 111, well, then you can have the stock put to you, or you'll have to close the position so you don't, right? So you don't get assigned. So that's not something you probably want to be doing unless you're comfortable. Well, you first off really need to understand the strategy. And in the back of that, you really need to be comfortable with having the stock put to you or getting this thing off. But that's just another way of doing it. You only got one way to be wrong, and that's a down move, right? If it stays the same, goes up, you're good. So out of three times, you've only got to be right once, right? Out of the three things Disney can do. So that's not so bad. Now, I like this other one better with the fly because it's cheaper, or can be cheaper, depends on how you structure it. And I still have to basically be right. It really does need to go up at least a little to really work. If it goes down or if it stays the same, kind of middling. Not quite as good as the other one would be if it stayed the same. So that's some ideas now for the super aggressive bull, we'll say. If that was you, then you could buy a spread, right? You'd buy the 111. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Buy the 111. Maybe sell the one, whatever you want to sell. And we'll just do 116. 5 points. Cost you $1.75 debit. And you got to be right, though, right? If it doesn't do anything, you don't make any money. If it goes down, you don't make any money. If it goes up, you make your money. Pretty decent return, really. You could double your money, right? Or right at it. But you need it to move. You've got to have it move at least up over 113 a little bit for you to make any money at all. So that's different ways you could play this earnings, whether you're super bull or super cheap or whatever you may be. Different ideas for you for those who like to do earnings. I'd like to say a little bit about volatility. I know it's low. You know, if you want to hedge your positions, if you're doing a lot of them, maybe put on some long vega like a counter. I think a counter makes sense here. But remember, volatility can stay low a long time. Doesn't mean it's going to. It could all be over tomorrow and be at 15 on the VIX. Or we may be here the rest of the year. So keep that in mind. But be careful, you know, with what you're putting on. It can be a little tough to get fills. It can be a little tough to get paid enough for certain, like at the money flies or whatever, you're just not getting paid as much. Doesn't mean the fly won't work.
Yep.
But the reason you're not getting the payoff you were or you're in your trade longer is volatility is down here. Volatility is the mother's milk of option trading, right? We really need some for things to be at their best for us. That being said, any questions on any of that, Johnny? I'm happy to answer.
Yeah, thanks, Marky Mark. If you have any questions, put them in the chat. Oh, I've got one from guest 922 asks if Mark's going to be teaching in the new butterfly. Of course.
I'm teaching Friday.
Mark will be teaching this Friday. The class starts tomorrow. Class is normally at 1 o'clock Central Time. Tomorrow it's going to be at 11 a.m. with Dan. Class launches tomorrow, and then Friday, Mark will be presenting at 1 o'clock Central Time, and then there'll be two more classes the following week with Dan. So, yes, Mark will be speaking this Friday.
Johnny, I'll be speaking on the monarch butterfly, one of the more beautiful variations we have here in the Midwest.
So. I love it. Mark's doing the monarch. Guest 7424 asks, hi, Mark, QQ on a long put butterfly, but Vega is negative. Would that be okay?
Sure. Well, it would be negative. Yes, that would be normal.
Okay, let's take a look here. What should I do with last week's trade on Apple?
Well, you can make it into a cobbler. No. you know, somebody brought that up to me earlier, and I don't remember what I even said to do. I think you were supposed to be out of that this week, weren't you?
I think so. We'll go back and take a look at that guess.
The whole idea was to get it to the butterfly and get out. I don't know where Apple went. I didn't actually do that one myself. Let me just see where Apple is. I don't even know where it is. But if it's not working by now.
Oh, yeah. No, they were saying it's at a $232 loss, which, yeah, you'd definitely want to be.
I'd say I'd want to get out. If it expires, which I think it did this week. Yeah, so there it is. Looks like I still got to land there from last week. Now, I don't know. This wouldn't be the price. Yeah, it looks like it got blew out the top. It looks like I wasn't aggressive enough. But hopefully you would have had a chance. And the whole idea was to get it inside your fly sometime. And I think last week we were here. So sometime in here, you should have taken it off. That's what should have happened. I don't know what happened. But if you're inside that fly and it's this close, take it off. I'm not sure what happened.
No worries. Well, any other questions, you can always send us an email to info@sharedmentoring.com. You can also call us at 800-288-9341. Myself or Mike, we will be happy to chat with you for sure. Thanks, Mark, for presenting. Thanks, folks, for joining us today. We will be back on Thursday, and Dan will be doing the next episode of Sheridan TV. Appreciate your time, folks. Thank you, Mark. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Thank you. Everybody, have a good one. Bye-bye.